She's looking forward to going out. It's been so long since there's been anything to look forward to. Her new top is black and made of a satiny material. It feels cool against her skin, and it has short sleeves and a low neckline. It is a cold night, but she'll take a jacket. When she gets to the bar, she'll take it off and let her friends see. It is time to let them see. The scars run from the inside of her elbow down to her wrist. She traces her finger along one. It is palest pink now, almost silver, and very, very fine, because she never cut deep, just often. Her hair is long and curly and needs a wash, but she brushes and braids it. The braid hangs over her shoulder. It looks cute. A little girl's hairstyle. Boys like that sort of thing. She remembers reading it in a magazine. You have to be young enough to pull it off, though. And thin. And pretty. Lucky for her, she is all three. It's getting late. Mum offers to drive her, but she says no. It is just an excuse to check up on her. She'd rather walk, she says. But when she gets outside, it's colder than she thought. After walking for 5 minutes, she decides to turn back. She'll put on a jumper and tell Mum she'd like a lift. But then the car pulls alongside her. The window slides down. She doesn't need her Mum after all. A rush of cold air brings her round. She can't see properly. Her head is throbbing. She's in the car, but it is not moving. She blinks, tries to clear her vision. She remembers. He had a gun. He had a gun and he hit her with it. He hit her so hard she blacked out, and now there's blood in her eyes and in her mouth, and she tries to open it, to scream, but she can't. It's stuck fast, and before she can figure out how to unstick it, he's there. He's opening the door. Her wrists are bound with silver tape. It shines in the moonlight. She was scared before he hit her, before she blacked out. She was scared but too polite to try to get out of the car. He's pulling her out. She's terrified. He's going to rape and kill her. She is going to die because she was too polite. He's standing in front of her. He's smiling. And he's making noises. He's humming. She screams with her mouth shut, screams until her throat burns, pushing the sound through her nose and flailing her arms uselessly. And he pushes her against the car and squeezes her throat until the pathetic noise she was making is silenced, replaced by a soundless trail of snot and blood. He's stroking her hair, fingering the pretty braid, the one she thought the boys would like. She whimpers. He leans in, puts his cheek next to hers. She feels his breath, damp and warm on her skin. He's whispering. Hush. Hush now. I'm going to help you. He leads her through the night and she stumbles and she cries and then he pushes her. Down. Into the darkness.